The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. How are you doing today? Are you doing good? I know a lot of you folks on the East Coast already in line at the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. And you folks out in Salem, Oregon, I mean, Salem, Oregon, you guys are probably in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru as well, getting that chicken biscuit, but it's the chicken sandwich out on the East Coast. Folks, we got a lot going on. No matter where you are today, we're going to be talking to some incredible guests, including the parents of the Marine who was arrested, who's now in the brig for speaking out against President Biden and his policy in Afghanistan. So we're going to be speaking to that gentleman's parents a little bit later on this hour of the program, by the way. Also, the government shutdown is looming, and the big question is, what will happen? Folks, let it shut down. Just let the government shut down. I think any day the government is not in our business, that the government is not open for business, is a great day for the American people. So we're going to be following those developments up on Capitol Hill throughout today's program. But I don't know about you folks, but I am excited about what's happening at Newsmax. Later this afternoon, we'll be on Chris Salcedo's show. This is our regular Thursday segments. We'll be on Newsmax twice today. General Mark Milley actually believes that Newsmax and conservative news outlets like Newsmax are just as dangerous as domestic terrorists. It is a shocking development. And we're going to get into this a little bit later on in the program. But the idea that you have military leaders under Democrat rule and control who want to shut down conservative news organizations because of their political beliefs, that is a problem. And that is something that we've got to address and we've got to take care of, lickety split. But this is outrageous. The report's coming out. General Mark Milley considered Newsmax to be just as dangerous as a domestic terrorist group. And we've got that story up at toddstarnes.com, and I would encourage you to check out that story sometime today. Hey, by the way, our toll-free telephone number, if you'd like to call into the program today, weigh in on some of the big stories, very simple for you to do, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we've also been following some developments at the border. Senator Marco Rubio now says as many as 120,000 illegal aliens are heading towards Del Rio, Texas, and the open border. We're getting word that some 80,000 are coming up from Panama. That is the reporting of Fox News Channel. It is a great big mess what's happening. And there is absolutely no way Joe Biden is going to stop this from happening. None whatsoever. Meanwhile, word has leaked out. A whistleblower reached out to our good friend Jim Jordan over at the House Judiciary Committee and said, you're not going to believe this, but Border Patrol agents are now being warned that they have until November 1st to get the China virus vaccine or they will be fired. Now, what's ironic about this, the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Mayorkas, was testifying earlier, was it last week, this week, recently, And he admitted under oath that the 15,000 illegal aliens had not been vaccinated. They had not been tested for the China virus. What have they been doing? They have literally been taking those illegals. And now in public, they're saying they're shipping them back to Haiti. But now we know that is not true. Now we know that the illegals are literally the infected and diseased illegals are being put onto airplanes and Greyhound buses alongside law-abiding taxpaying American citizens, and they are being dumped in your towns and communities. So why is it that the Border Patrol agents have to be vaccinated and yet the illegal aliens do not? Well, I'll tell you why. It's a very simple explanation. Because ultimately, the vaccine is not about public safety. It's not about a health crisis. It's the only thing that vaccine is about is power and control. Power and control. That's why when you get a bunch of the Democrats together with their pals, nobody's wearing a face mask. Yesterday, the congressional baseball game, did you see that? It was beautiful. The people booing Joe Biden. Nobody said the F Joe Biden, but they were booing Joe Biden. And I could not help but notice that Joe Biden was surrounded by dozens and dozens and maybe hundreds of people. And ladies and gentlemen, you go and look at the photographs for yourself. Not a single person, including the President of the United States, was wearing a face mask. Well, why is that? Because they know that the face masks don't work. The face mask is a symbol of oppression. The face mask is a symbol of compliance. That's what's going on here. Because if, in fact, the China virus was as deadly as they have been telling us, they would shut down that border and not so much as a roadrunner or Wile E. Coyote would be able to get into the United States of America. If, in fact, the virus was as deadly as they say. By the way, you know how many people, Grace Baker, this is a fascinating development. We're looking at numbers, flu numbers, north of the border in Canada. Oh, Canada, you know, the land of the Mounties and moose.
And the maple syrup.
Yeah, and the maple syrup, too. Yes, very delicious maple syrup. You know how many flu cases they've had this year? 64.
What?
64.
Not 64,000.
Not 64,000, 64, as
wow.
In fewer than 100, slightly more than 50.
That's insane.
64.
Insane.
So that being said, thank you, Grace Baker. That being said, what this tells me is that they're lumping in all these other illnesses that traditionally happen during this time of year, and they lump them all in together, which is why people are not dying of pneumonia. People are not dying of the flu anymore. And by the way, back in 2019 or 18, rather, they had 65,000 people, 65,000 Americans, according to the CDC numbers, 65,000 people died of the flu. 34 million people were infected by the flu. Now, I want you to think about this for just a moment. Can you imagine? Let's go back to what it was like back when we were somewhat free before the pandemic. Can you imagine what would happen back in 2018 if every night on the evening news they told you that yet another person had died from the flu? Every single night. You go, you sit down, you have your lovely meal. You got maybe you eat a TV dinner, you sit down after dinner, you're turning on the news, and there it is, every single night, another 3,000 people infected with the flu, another 20 people die of the flu, every single day. Can you imagine what this country would be like? Folks, I want you to hear me. What the mainstream media and the Democrats and these never-Trump Republicans are doing with this China virus, it's appalling and it is offensive, but this is propaganda. It is psychological warfare. That's what's happening here. Every single night, every time somebody dies, as tragic as that is, it becomes the lead story on the evening news. Doesn't matter that more people have been shot and killed in Chicago than have actually died of the China virus. That's irrelevant because that goes against their narrative. But if they had applied the standard they're applying to the China virus to any other illness, and specifically the flu, because tens of thousands of people every year have died of the flu, except recently. If they did that, this country would be locked inside their homes. That's what would have happened. All right, look, we're going to take a break here. If you want to weigh in on this, these new orders coming for Border Patrol agents, you're either going to be vaccinated or you're going to get a pink slip. Also, do you think General Milley ought to be thrown in the brig alongside that Marine? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to have Lieutenant Scheller's parents on the program in just about 15 minutes. You're going to want to stick around for that interview. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stearns.
I can't imagine what the United States would be like without Alliance Defending Freedom. I've been covering their stories for a number of years. We've had most of their clients on our radio show. Alliance Defending Freedom, fighting for religious liberty, free speech, marriage and family, parental rights, and of course, the pro-life movement. And they are very successful at what they do. 13 Supreme Court victories since 2011, and they have played a significant role in many other court cases around the country. But here's what's really amazing about Alliance Defending Freedom. They provide legal services to their clients free of charge. Do not charge a penny. And that's where you come into the picture. We are helping Alliance Defending Freedom raise money so they can continue to fight for our freedom. And I want to encourage you right now to consider investing $100 in the Freedom Fund. Help Alliance Defending Freedom continue to fight these court battles and be ready when your freedoms are threatened too. All you need to do is click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at toddstearns.com or call 855-716-7461. That's the ADF banner, toddstearns.com, or call 855-716-7461. All right, DJ Kyle giving us a little bit of perfection by Badfinger on this pretty rainy day here in Memphis, Tennessee. Hope it's better where you are. By the way, Grace Baker, do I know my audience? Do I know my people?
During, you are a man of the people.
During the commercial break, you know, we said earlier folks are waiting in line at Chick-fil-A. One of our listeners, Lori from Georgia, sent us a photograph. She is literally listening to the show while she's in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
I love it.
That's great. I hope she didn't like hold up the line, you know, by because you know people need
you
to
move get it for the gram.
And we have it on the Instagram, Todd Stearns FNC, if you don't follow us. Hey, welcome back to the program, 844-747-8868. I want to go to Gary in Gainesville, Georgia. And Gary, I understand, Grace tells me that you are at the big Faith and Freedom Celebration at Truett McConnell University. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We took about, I guess there was about 10 of us that went. We've been going every year. We didn't go last year, obviously, because of whatever you want to call it, the problem we've got. It sounds like a Chinese influence over Millie to me, but anyway, yeah, it's a wonderful, it's all awesome, and Sarah was amazing. I tell you what, this girl is so fast on her feet, and and I loved it when she was talking about how she got in Trump. You know, when Trump was trying, she was saying that Trump was asking her to run for governorship in Arkansas, and he got right up in her face, and she said, like he always does, and said, can I tweet about it? You know, I mean, it's just, so, you know, nobody really knows him like she knew him and knows him, and what a great thing, you know, to be expressed in that environment, but so many people don't get it. You know, everybody wants to trade security for freedom, you know.
Well, that's true, Gary, and that's one of the reasons we have that big event is to bring folks that normally wouldn't be up there in North Georgia, like Sarah Sanders, and we want to be able to support universities like Liberty University, West Coast Baptist College, and Truett McConnell. You know, these are schools that are raising up that next generation of Christian patriots that we need for this country to work.
Absolutely.
All right. I know you wanted to weigh in on General Milley, so it was great to have you at the event. We had a huge crowd there. It was a lot of fun. But go ahead, weigh in on General Milley.
Well, you know, real quick, the main thing I was going to say is, and I touched on it during my last little bit there, but, basically, it's hard to believe that we have the military, our military, the top brass, who is working for China. I mean, this guy is going to let them know, if we were going to attack them. I don't know if you heard that or not, but, this guy is an absolute loose screw. He's a nutcase like the whole group of those boys up there. And, at some point, I think everybody's being found out and figured out. And as far as Lieutenant Colonel
Lieutenant Colonel Scheller is his name.
Scheller, there you go. Well, what a sad state of affairs, because this guy, he was, raised and trained, worked his way up, as did Milley, but he's a true patriot. I mean, this guy, he knows right from wrong. He sees when our country is being handed off to our adversary.
Well, the thing I appreciate about Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, and Gary, we're going to have to skedaddle here, so God bless you and thank you for the call. The thing I appreciate about him is he knew what he was doing would have consequences, and he is fully expecting to face those consequences, but really being thrown in the brig. And I want to share this information with you. This is just breaking. Our good friend Jack Posobiec over at Human Events just shared this info with me. Remember the Marine, this was in Perry, Georgia. The Marine got up, and one of the things that impressed me about this right away, this guy was not in uniform. That would have been a big, big no-no. But he was dressed in civilian attire, and he said a few words. He was invited by the president to come up onto the stage. He was the young man who rescued that baby. Remember they were throwing the babies over the wall to escape the Taliban? And he was one of the Marines who caught the baby, rescued the baby. Well, the breaking news, this Marine has now been placed under investigation by the U.S. military. So this news just breaking, and we're going to try and find some more information on this. But the Marine who appeared at the Trump rally, the one who rescued the baby, now under investigation by the U.S. military. Ladies and gentlemen, when you look at what's happening right now in the military, we have to imagine this is nothing less than a Stalinesque purge of the armed forces. They are going after every freedom-loving patriot who is currently serving in the military. And they're doing that not only through these kinds of investigations, but also through these mandatory vaccines. All right, we're going to keep you updated on that story. That's unbelievable. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Herbert on the line. Herbert, what's going on?
Well, it's not raining here in Chattanooga is all I got to say. I'm sorry you got that rain, but, that's the way it is. Three states of Tennessee, and you're getting the rain.
Yeah, what's on your mind, Herbert? We don't have a lot of time here.
Okay. I think Lieutenant Scheller ought to be set free, and Mr. 101st Airborne General Milley take his place. That's all I got to say.
Well, Herbert, that's a great thought and a great idea. Appreciate the call. Look, the fact of the matter is General Milley under oath admitted that he was the one who spoke to all of these authors of the tell-all books. He admitted that under oath. So in essence, he violated the same rules and regulations that Lieutenant Colonel Scheller is accused of violating. So if you're going to punish the Lieutenant Colonel, then you must punish General Milley. Agree or disagree? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Folks, got to tell you about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are fine supporters of our newsmaker line in this program, and they are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs. I've had dinner with the owner, and they are good, good people. And they actually donate a portion of every dollar they get to organizations we care about, things like the pro-life movement, things like the Second Amendment. And that's why I want to encourage you to switch to Patriot Mobile right now. Do what I did. I used the promo code Todd. I used my own name, and I got free activation and a free gift, and you're going to love the gift. Patriot Mobile, by the way, can fit into any budget. They're very, very helpful to work with. And if you're a veteran or first responder, you're going to get even better discounts. By the way, all you need to do to switch, super easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or give them a call. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You've got to use my first name as a promo code, or you're not going to get the discount. So you got to use my first name, promo code Todd, at patriotmobile.com/Todd. We've got to take a break here, folks. Lines are now open. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are so glad to have you with us today. And as promised, we told you the parents of Lieutenant Colonel Scheller were going to be on the program today. And they are, in fact, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Stuart Sr. and Kathy. Guys, so good to have you with us on the program today. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much, Todd. It just means the world to us to have America and Americans listening in and supporting our son and our military.
You know, Kathy, when we first heard about this story and we saw the remarks, your son made, and what struck me, first of all, he said what every American was thinking about what was happening over there. But at the same time, he also understood what he was doing and that there was going to be a price to pay for that. And I think a lot of people around this country respected the position he took when he made those remarks.
We agree with you. He's very intelligent. He's been a 17-year strategic tactical warrior. He plays three moves ahead. He knew where he was going the minute he hit that send button, and he was prepared to throw it all on the line because of the horrible exit from Afghanistan, the loss of 13 service people. And let me just say for just a second, we've been on the air now for 3 days. We are starting to feel a little selfish because there are 13 families out there that lost their sons and daughters.
They will never get to speak to them again. We cannot speak to our son right now, but eventually we will be able to.
So I would ask all Americans to support those 13 families and keep them in your prayers, please.
Have you guys had an opportunity to speak to Stuart since he was taken to the brig? How is he doing? What are the conditions like?
We have not. He was able to call us. We were able to talk to him for perhaps 2 minutes. He called to say, I've been arrested, call my attorney, and please tell everyone. And from that point on, strip search, thrown into solitary confinement, no communication, no phone privileges, no media, no anything. He's having his first hearing today to actually have charges filed against him. He's been in there all week with no charges. he's in a courtroom where he cannot confront his accusers. He doesn't get to call witnesses. I'm not sure how any of this is just after what we just saw yesterday on the Senate floor.
Well, and Stuart, that's an interesting thing your wife brings up again. When you hear the testimony of General Milley, and we were talking about this yesterday on the show in real time, General Milley basically did exactly what your son is accused of doing by speaking publicly and criticizing President Trump to all of those tell-all book authors. So my question is, why is that guy not in the brig?
I'm going to jump in here real quick. Our son never criticized a standing president. He has never said a word against President Biden. He has stood at the side of the pleasure of the president. He serves as
commander-in-chief, yes. And he always has. But so to your point, it's hypocrisy. It's ridiculous. And the generals are embarrassing our country. The generals are bringing down the institution that our son wants to build up. He loves America. He loves the Marine Corps. He threw everything away to preserve the Marine Corps and preserve the dignity of all those that served the last 20 years and give them some hope and purpose that it was all worth it, and they're treating him like hell.
I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. A report just dropped from Human Events, Jack Posobiec, a good conservative journalist. There are reports that the Marine who appeared at President Trump's rally over the weekend, the one who rescued one of the babies in Afghanistan, this young man was called up to the podium in civilian attire. Now we understand that individual is under investigation by the Marines. It really does make you wonder what is going on within the ranks of the military right now.
It doesn't make me wonder. It's atrocious. And it's tyranny.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the Schellers, Stuart Sr. and Kathy, how is your family doing through all of this? I mean, you guys didn't ask to be put into this situation, and now the national spotlight on you guys.
So this is what I'm going to tell you. Our son has been out in the sand in the infantry serving for 17 years. We have been forged in steel as his parents. His wife has been forged in steel. You, having a military member serve in the infantry, the entire family serves. We will stand by his side to the end. It has not been easy. No, we did not want to do this. We wanted to go quietly into our retirement, and this was not our plan.
But we will stand by him. His entire family stands by him. And to Kathy's point, we have just had an outpouring of support from veterans. Going back to Vietnam in the last 20 years, supporting us, supporting him, we're looking at this as another deployment. And as Kathy said, we will eventually get to see our son again. But those 13 moms and dads and family members, brothers and sisters, wives, husbands, and children will never get to see theirs again.
We do have a request. This is the same request we've made, that Americans that find this deplorable, that they pray, because we do believe that prayer does a lot. We ask people to contact their congressmen, their representatives, let their voice be heard, that we do have an American justice system, and it's time we use it. We are asking people to go to PipeHittersFoundation.org and find Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller's link, and please donate there. His family, his wife and three children are going to need a lot of financial support, and then there's also legal fees. There's, you know, they're going to take all of his benefits away. So they're going to need this eventually. And so we're asking Americans to help that way. We're asking them to vote in their elections and vote their conscience, and please stand up and make a difference. The time is now.
Todd, we've been told to prepare with low expectations that this is not a sprint. this is an ultra marathon. I have low expectations for today's hearing. I've been told it's a kangaroo court in the Marine Corps. And we are prepared for not great news, and we will continue this fight for days and months and years if need be. We've been told that the Marines could keep him in there for 6 to 12 to 18 months in jail prior to a court-martial. It's outrageous.
This is outrageous. And Stuart and Kathy, I can promise you this. We're not going to forget about your son on this radio program, and I can assure you our listeners will not either. We actually have a talk radio station there in the area that broadcasts this show over in Jacksonville, North Carolina, the talk station. So I know a lot of the listeners in that area are just enraged by what has happened to your son. And I want to ask you real quick here, and we're going to post a link to that website on our live show blog, so you'll have easy, direct access to that. Stuart, Kathy, are you hearing from other people serving in the military, families, about conditions during this Biden era?
Well, to begin with, a gag order was placed on our son, and essentially a gag order has been placed on all service members.
In all branches.
They are told not to comment on his Facebook, to like, to speak out in public, or to take any stand, or they will face repercussions.
So active duty can't, but we have received thousands of well wishes and support from veterans. We have received from family members. So we know that
the support's
out there. But we, you know, we can't expect every active duty service member to throw down and throw it all away like our son did. Now, I have to say, I think our son initially 30 days ago when he hit that send button and started this journey, I think he thought there would be a few more fellow officers join him, but we're not judging that.
We don't think he thought it would get to this point.
Sure. No, and I understand that. Guys, we're going to have to wrap it there, but I want you to know that, first of all, we are going to pray, not just for your son and his family, but for the entire family. We're going to pray for you guys because on this radio program, we believe in the power of prayer. We believe, you know, God can do miracles. Folks, I guarantee you, Stuart and Kathy, people are already on the phones to their congressmen, congresswoman. So we're definitely going to do that. And of course, I think you can look to see those numbers pop up on the, that organization. We want to make sure that you guys are taken care of, during this very difficult time. Please let your son know that we believe he is an American patriot, and there are a lot of people out there across this great country that are supporting you guys.
Thank you, Todd, and call us anytime. We'd be glad to fill you in. We are in the midst of history, and I said earlier today that if you have young children in their teens, you should talk to them about this. It's not going to be taught in school. This is history.
Well said. All right, Stuart and Kathy Scheller, God bless you both. Thank you for coming on the program today, folks. So we're going to stay on top of this story, and we are going to get them back on the program as much as we need to. And again, the charges are expected to be announced sometime today, formally charged. You heard from mom and dad there. They say their son could be imprisoned initially up to 18 months before the trial. So it's clear to me that what we're looking at here is a political prisoner. That there's really no way to describe this. Stuart Scheller, the lieutenant colonel who has been serving his country for 17 years, this man is now a political prisoner. And as we shared with you just a few moments ago from the reporting of Jack Posobiec, the Marine who appeared at the Trump rally is now under investigation by the Marine Corps. Do you think Trump supporters in the military are under attack? Should the lieutenant colonel be facing multiple years in prison? And should General Milley have to resign? Those are the questions. We're looking for the answers coming up. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Let's get to the phones here, 844-747-8868. John in North Carolina on the talk station. And John, you just heard the mom and dad, the lieutenant colonel, being held not too far from where you guys are right now. Unbelievable story.
Yeah, Todd, you're right. I don't understand. The man said he wanted to resign and they wouldn't let him to resign. So, obviously, they're going to make him the sacrificial lamb on this. But back to General Millis, I call him Mr. Millis, should be taken down just like Mr. Petraeus. I mean, he gave some information to his girlfriend or whatever, and he got busted for it and lost his job and got put in jail, I believe, for a little bit of time. General Millis should be allowed to go to the White House, and the president fires him on the spot. And when he walks out the White House, MPs pick him up and take him to the brig.
Yeah, look, I'm with you, John, and there's got to be a price to pay, and this is sheer hypocrisy to have General Milley walking as a free man when, in fact, he did, quite frankly, worse than what Colonel Schiller is accused of doing. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening. 844-747-8868. Folks, all this month, and we launched a few days early, and I have to tell you, I am so proud of the work you guys have already done. We are standing up with our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. And by the way, you want to talk about organizations that are standing up and fighting for patriots, Alliance Defending Freedom, they are doing that work. How many times have we had people call into the show and say, Todd, what can I do to help? I'm just one person. What can I do to help? Well, one thing you can do is join us as we raise money for Alliance Defending Freedom. All of the money that we raise goes to support these legal fights. And I'm telling you, when I hear stories about Colonel Schiller, it's heartbreaking because we know they're going to get a raw deal in the media. They're going to get a raw deal with Democrats on Capitol Hill. That's just the reality of it, and it's a sad situation. But thank God for Alliance Defending Freedom, because they are fighting the good fight, but they need our help. And all this month, we are doing our part by raising money. Our goal, $25,000. That's how much we're asking you to contribute to the cause. Now, here's how you can help. If you donate $100 to the Freedom Fund, you're going to be able to help ADF fight for some of these free speech cases, religious liberty cases, and First Amendment cases, including the sanctity of life. ADF, they do not charge their clients a single penny, which is why they need our help. They don't charge a single penny for any of their clients. And they are very successful at what they do. 13 victories at the Supreme Court since 2011. That's pretty significant. So all you need to do, if you would like to contribute, I want you to go right now to ToddStarnes.com. You're going to have a few minutes. We're coming up on the top of the hour news. Go to ToddStarnes.com and look for the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. It's a burgundy banner. You can't miss it. You click on that, and they'll get you taken care of. You'll be able to, if you don't have $100, you say, Todd, I want to give $25 or I want to give $10. That's okay. You can do that. Every single bit helps. But there are a lot of people out there who have truly been blessed financially. And one of the things that we're going to be doing is, and in the next couple of weeks, you're going to hear us roll this out. But if there are people out there who want to go big, maybe you want to give $10,000, well, we're going to make that worth your while, because if you do give $10,000, we're going to fly you and a guest to Memphis, Tennessee. We're gonna put you up at one of the best hotels here in the city. You're gonna be able to sit in on the Todd Stearns radio show. You'll be able to have dinner with the with the full staff, and we'll go to a nice barbecue joint maybe, or a steak. I don't know. We'll do something really cool. But we're gonna make that worth your while if you are one of the $10,000 donors. So look, it doesn't matter if you can donate $10 or $10,000. I can promise you this: God's gonna bless you, and God is gonna bless Alliance Defending Freedom. And I just appreciate the incredible work they're doing, fighting for our fellow citizens and fighting for us. And that's what it's all about. So again, you guys have already done great. We are well over a couple of $1,000s in donations. Our goal, $25,000. And I think we can do this. I mean, we have a very generous audience, and I know that you guys are just as passionate about this as we are. So ToddStearns.com, if you'd like to donate, go there right now. Look for the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and you will see that, and you can donate as you wish. Hey, coming up, we've got the Radio Roundtable, Harry Hurley, Sean Casey coming up, Liz Peek, and Gary Black. He's running for Senate in Georgia. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, hello, everybody. Good to have you with us today. A lot going on this hour of the program. And we're going to get to your calls as well, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. By the way, Senator Marco Rubio says 120,000 illegal aliens on their way to the border. Now, let's see here. The population of Del Rio, Texas, 36,000. They've got 15,000 illegals already, boots on the ground, living in a tent city. And by the way, could you imagine the pestilence and the disease and the filth in that area? It's just unbelievable when you have 15,000 people living in a tent city. You don't want to be downwind from that, America. So they've got 36,000 law-abiding taxpayers. Now the taxpayers are going to be footing the bill for the 15,000 illegals. And now there are 120,000 more illegals that are on the way. It's not going to be long before Del Rio could be the size of, I don't know, Lubbock, Texas, or, you know, a medium-sized American city in just a matter of a couple of days. Well, anyway, they've got 120,000 illegals. Nobody's been tested for the China virus. That's according to Homeland Security. Nobody's been vaccinated. But they are going to force the Border Patrol agents to either be vaccinated or be fired. Now, I'm just going to throw this out there as a thought. Again, big picture, and we focus on the puzzle pieces here on the Todd Stearns radio program. We all know that the plan here is to destabilize America to the point where the socialists will be able to sweep in and take charge. One of the things they've got to do, shut down the churches. They've been pretty darn successful at doing that. And now that they shut down the churches, while they were waiting to reopen the churches, they infiltrated these churches, many of them evangelical Christian churches, not to mention, and you Catholics, you've got your own issues with that godless communist pope of yours. But the evangelicals, and I'm an evangelical, so I can speak to my people here on this, we've been infected with critical race theorists, and they've come, and a lot of them have come from these Southern Baptist seminaries. So you send your God-fearing, God-loving, patriotic Christian kid to a Southern Baptist seminary, and they come out quoting Marxism. I've never seen anything like this. So it's a big problem. And then they go into your church houses and cause all sorts of problems. It's very sad. So the churches have, by and large, been neutralized. So nobody's fighting the culture war like they used to in America. So they've been able to accomplish that. They've already gotten control of the schools, and they've had control of the schools for a generation now. So they are churning out little fascists, little Hitlers. That's what the public school system has been up to. The only thing they're missing are the little mustaches under the nose. And so they've got that taken care of. So they've been able to eliminate the churches. They've been able to eliminate the schools. They've been able to take over health departments. So a lot of these local health departments, unelected health departments, are now calling all the shots. I mean, here in Memphis, Tennessee, it was the health department who said, yeah, if you want to have a big gathering, you're going to have to show your vaccine papers. And that's why the Memphis Grizzlies, if you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan, you're going to have to show, not only show your papers, you're also going to have to show your, you're going to have to wear a face mask if you want to go to a basketball game. University of Memphis Tigers, same thing with you guys. Now, look, unless you are a Satan-loving communist like the Chinese, the NBA doesn't care what you think. The only opinion that matters to the NBA is the opinion of the Chinese. All right? So you need to understand that. Now, Grace, I know you're a big basketball fan, and I don't mean to anger you, but the NBA, by and large, is a lost cause.
It is what it is.
But I will say this about the University of Memphis. There could be some redemption with the University of Memphis. So their basketball team plays in the FedEx Forum. Is that right?
Correct.
And they have to follow the same guidelines. Is that right?
That is correct.
And you've got the football team that does the they take the knee, or at least they did take a knee to Black Lives Matter. And they do they still wear the Black Lives Matter, We Love BLM stuff?
I have not seen those.
Okay, no. But that caused a lot of controversy the last football season.
It did.
And a lot of people just said, that's it. We're not going to support the university. And so they've sort of downplayed it this year. I don't think it's that big of a problem.
Money talks.
That is it. Money talks. So University of Memphis, here's what you need to do. There, first of all, the University of Memphis can take the high road here, and they can tell FedEx Forum to go blank themselves and bring the basketball team to another. I'm sure there's a gymnasium on campus. It may not be as glamorous, but you know what? Pull the team out of the FedEx Forum, and I guarantee you they will have more fans showing up to those games than at the FedEx Forum.
They wouldn't be able to fit them in the building.
People would consider them to be heroes because they took a stand.
True.
But they're not going to do that because we all know what's happening at the university, just like every other public university.
Not even the players' fault, per se, just the who's running the show.
Oh, no, it's not the players. Yeah, it's the godless heathens, heathen educators who run the place. Commies, one and all, fascist. So, wow, I'm throwing around a lot of words today, aren't I?
You are, Todd, and I'm just like...
And they're vegans.
Oh, gosh.
That's even worse. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Please don't call me. I know we have conservative vegans out there.
Oh, here goes the phones.
It reminds me, the last time I said something, I made a joke about the gluten-free crowd being a little intolerant. Wow, that didn't go over very well. No. How was I supposed to know they didn't have a sense of humor? How do I know this? So anyway, here's what I would do, Grace Baker. If I were in charge of the University of Memphis, I would pull the team out. They're not going to do that. So here's what needs to happen. All of you alumni out there from the University of Memphis, you need to get on the phone and you need to call the university and you need to tell them that if they continue to play basketball at FedEx Forum, you will never send them another penny.
Money talks.
Money talks. That's how you do it.
Thinking.
That's how you do it. You don't have to go and march and protest, do all that. Just give them a call and say, you know what? By the way, I want a full refund.
Yeah, for
my tickets. That's right. I want a full refund. That's how you deal with these people. That being said, you got to fight back. You got to fight back. All right. Interesting story out of California. I was doing the math here, and this is fascinating. So they're going to be spending $12 billion. Gavin Newsom is going to spend $12 billion to deal with the homeless. $12 billion to deal with the homeless.
They don't have. Okay, continue.
So, first of all, you people in California... You people get what you get what you vote for. You had a chance to fix this and you failed. You blew it. You blew it. So clearly, the majority of people in California love this idea. So I did some research last night, Grace, and here's what I found out: 12 billion people or $12 billion. There are roughly 150,000, 160,000 homeless people in California.
Okay.
So if you do the math, that's $80,000 a year per homeless person.
Wow.
It pays to be homeless in California.
Gosh.
But not only that, Grace, I mean, that's, again, you know what it is? When you're looking for a job, it's not just the salary. What else are you looking for?
You're looking for the benefits.
The benefits. And look, California's got a boatload of benefits.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you want a beachfront home? You could just pitch a tent right there on the beach and it's your property.
Prime real estate.
You want to go down, you want some lotions or some, I don't know, shampoo, or maybe you want to get like a Snickers bar or something like that. And you don't have any money, maybe you've already spent your $80,000, all you got to do is go down to the Walgreens, get whatever you want, and walk right out the door.
You don't even have to worry about checking out.
You don't have to check out.
No lines.
No lines. You don't have to worry about those damn self-checkout things where you got to keep scanning the thing over and over and over again, and then the light comes on and they start videotaping you, and then you got to have the clerk come over, and it takes 30 minutes when it only takes 2 minutes to go through the... I had a rough time at Kroger
last
night. I had a rough time at Kroger last
night. I like self-checkout, but woof.
You know what? No, you know what it is? It's like you try to scan and it will not scan.
I'll be honest. The best ones are at Target. Walmart's the worst.
Well, let me tell you. And then you get the little tiny six-pack of the little tiny Baptist martinis, you know, the little Diet Cokes.
Don't even try.
And you gotta move one of the Cokes around, and
That's
then
when
it falls out.
That's
you
gotta take the hand scanner. You just can't.
I can't handle it. And then you can't express yourself verbally because then somebody turns on the YouTube camera because everybody kind of knows who I am at that Kroger. And you're like, oh, geez-a-loo, 18 times scanning, praise the Lord. You sorry heathens. No, it's very unfortunate. What were we talking about again? Oh,
California.
The homeless. Thank you. So, Grace, so here you have the, wow, I've lost control of the show and it's my own fault.
It's the self-checkout lines. They make you lose your mind.
So here you know, if they just ran it like Chick-fil-A ran their drive-thru, America would be much better.
Oh. Gosh, yes.
I'm just going to say. So anyway, Gavin Newsom, folks, $80,000 per homeless person. That's what they're going to be spending in California. And I have absolutely zero sympathy for the state of California. You guys wanted this and you got it. My big concern is our tax dollars being used to fund this nonsense. That's the problem.
Yep.
All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know what? Let's go to Steve first. He's been holding on forever, hearing me complain about the self-checkout line at Kroger, but he's still with us. Steve, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind?
Well, I need to say this because the previous two callers before the break and you were absolutely spot on, and what's going on is a travesty. However, having said that, and please don't misunderstand this, but the lieutenant colonel, he did in fact break military code, and so he must face discipline. However, having said that, those four generals, they did exactly the same thing, and yet they're walking around free, and to place him in solitary confinement so he couldn't speak to his parents. That right there, we're slipping more and more into our military. We need a complete review of our military hierarchy. And because, yes, we are, there are young men and women who, why would you serve your country if they're going to treat you like this? 17 years, and this is what he gets as a reserve. For speaking his mind, he didn't do it in the right way. I wish he had fanned it out so that civilians, retired, could have brought up the concerns. I do believe there is a way that we can do something about this. And all the people who have written in and called in and said, we support you, the family has all that information. Why don't we, those in the Jacksonville, Newport area, have lockdown here. We need to march in step. Don't say a word. Don't carry a sign. Nothing. Just march either on Fisher Street, Bridges Street, go out on 70.
I love
don't
that
go
idea.
Out on 70. Yeah, really, because, and if we do that, you don't have to say anything, because then they will have no probable cause.
I think, Steve, honest to goodness, having, I don't know, a couple of thousand people standing silently outside the military base would be a powerful message.
It'll work.
And it's look, it's
it
it, look. Martin Luther King Jr. had it. It's yeah. Civil disobedience. It is peaceful protesting. And if we do that, but we've got to, Steve, and that's the thing. And maybe the folks over at the Talk Station can organize something like this. But this is how you're going to facilitate change. We, the silent majority, have to stand up, because right now that man, he is a political prisoner of war. There's no other way to describe what's happening to that young man.
He is a POW. Right now.
On American soil.
Right.
No, it's Steve, they're yelling at me. We got to take a break here. But I appreciate you calling in. It's a great idea. And you folks in North Carolina on the Talk Station, this is happening in your community. And, I mean, how many of you would be willing to say, you know what, I'm going to get the family, we're going to get the church group, we're going to get the neighbors, and we're going to grab the kids, we're all going out there, and we're just going to stand silently right out in front of the military base, maybe have signs made up. I wouldn't do the one that says blank Biden, but you know what I'm talking about. You got to be peaceful about it. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Oh, I like this song, Under a Smile with Twin Peaks. That's the tune being spun. But we're the only conservative talk radio show in America with our own DJ. So DJ Kyle, God bless you. Thank you for the tunes. And I think we're posting, you know, some people will say, oh, what is that song? That's a cool song. We're posting the playlist every single day on the music you hear, the bumper music. We're going to put that in the live show blog for you over at toddstarnes.com. And also, you can watch the show there as well now. So we post the video so you can watch the show, and you can check out all the other stuff happening there. Hey, look, I want to invite you to a very special event for our friends Alliance Defending Freedom that's happening right now. All you need to do is go to ToddStarnes.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the very, you'll see it right there on the very front page. Today is $1,000 Thursday, and here's what we're looking for. I need three of our listeners, at least three listeners, to hop on board right now, and each of you make a tax-deductible donation to Alliance Defending Freedom for $1,000. Now, this is a great deal because we are also going to send you some awesome free gifts as a result of making this $1,000 donation. Again, it's $1,000 Thursday, and we need at least three listeners right now to hop on board and make a tax-deductible donation to Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF is fighting for free speech every single day, folks. Your constitutionally guaranteed freedoms, and especially battling those efforts by state and local governments to shut down churches during the pandemic. And ADF was there when the governments in places like Kentucky and Mississippi were shutting down our churches. Alliance Defending Freedom was there to fight those cases. I want you to take a listen to ADF Counsel Matt Bowman.
And these are churches that are following mask and CDC guidelines, but are just saying it is important for us as a congregation to come together and worship together. And we've been able to get over a dozen victories on behalf of churches, getting laws struck down, getting victories so that churches are able to meet together once again. We are literally keeping the door open for the gospel in those circumstances.
You see, I just think that is so incredible and so vitally important. And God bless Alliance Defending Freedom for defending our fellow Christians and church houses around the country. And it's time for us to open up our hearts and wallets for ADF. And look, it's tax deductible. I mean, that's pretty awesome. So again, $1,000 Thursday. And if you can afford a $1,000 gift, we want you to go right now to ToddStarnes.com and donate your money to an incredible cause. That's ToddStarnes.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. You can also call 855-716-7491. That's 855-716-7491. So look, we were going to go to Murph in Germantown. Murph, we want you to hang tight because I want to talk to you. Murph is our resident history guy, and he listens to us on our flagship station, KWAM. So we're going to get to Murph right after the break here. Also coming up our radio roundtable, Sean Casey with WCBM in Baltimore, and also our good friend Harry Hurley from WPG Talk Radio in Atlantic City. Both those guys are going to be with us. Coming up a little bit later, you folks in Georgia are going to have a chance to meet Gary Black, who is running for the U.S. Senate in Georgia, and Liz Peek is going to weigh in on the vaccine mandates. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is $1,000 Thursday on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Okay, I think it's official. We do have the coolest bumper music in all of talk radio. I'm just saying. And Grace Baker, you know, you and I both know we're the only talk radio show in America that has its own DJ.
Oh, I know.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
It's very awesome.
But we got to up our music game. I mean, we're broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee.
True.
You know, we can't use just generic music anymore.
We're quite the music hub here.
And we are. And by the way, folks, if you would like, because we've been getting some messages from folks, if you would like to download the music that we play, we've got the playlist over on our live show blog over at toddstarnes.com. All right. Hang tight if you're on hold. We're going to get to your calls momentarily, but I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines. We're very honored to have with us two great radio broadcasters. Sean Casey is host of The Morning Drive on WCBM in Baltimore, our affiliate there. And he is host of the Sean Casey Show, a podcast for Patriots. And our awesome friend Harry Hurley, host of Hurley in the Morning for the past, sweet mercy, 30 years, Harry?
I know.
That's impressive. Wow. So I was barely like a child. No, I'm just kidding. I'm older than that. Harry Hurley, folks, from WPG Talk Radio in Atlantic City. Sean Casey, good to have you guys. Or Sean and Harry, good to have you on the program today.
Todd, great to be with you. Harry, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, Sean. Hi, Todd.
So you guys know how this works. You know, Harry, we're going to start with you. Jump in whenever you want to, and I'll sort of guide our conversation here, guys. One of the big stories, the government shutdown is looming. You know, we had Senator Bill Hagerty on the show yesterday. He thinks they're going to work out a deal. Congressman Jody Heiss, who was on the show yesterday, says probably not going to happen, and he believes that we are going to have a government shutdown. Harry, what say you?
Well, first, I want to tell you I am broadcasting live with you from the iconic Ocean Ballroom at Resorts Casino Hotel. And, Todd, you know why I am here. This is our first Hurley charity dinner since you and I co-headlined back in 2019.
Harry, that was an amazing event, and the best part of it all was the look on Sean Hannity's face when a stretch limo pulled up outside of Fox News to pick me up to take me to Atlantic City. That was pretty epic.
And also, you could come home and tell him that you had a butler as well.
And a butler. I didn't know what to tell the guy. I mean, it was he was very nice, though. Very nice butler.
And for Todd's audience, he had room, food, and beverage privileges, which meant he could have charged anything he wanted. He charged a croissant and a cheeseburger. How do
That's
I remember
true.
That, Todd?
I'm a cheap
true.
Date, Harry. A real cheap date.
So, yeah, we've got an amazing night tonight with the president from Mohegan Sun, Tom Cantone, Tony Orlando, Gianni Russo from The Godfather. It is going to be amazing. It's tomorrow night. We're doing setup here today. On to the government shutdown. You know it's a scam. Just like Obama did, he shut remember the World War II heroes? It was going to be their last chance to see our monuments and all these things. They shut that down just to be mean-spirited and vindictive. So what they'll do is, they'll threaten all kinds of things that make people unhappy, make a big deal out of it, and, of course, blame Republicans for it all.
And Sean, you guys have a unique spot there in Baltimore, a city under siege. Crime is rampant, and people are – they really feel like they're under the jackboot of government leaders. Give our listeners an idea of what you guys are dealing with there.
Well, as far as I'm right now in my Kevlar-protected studio in bullet-riddled Baltimore, you're absolutely right about that, Todd. But It is, again, it's the same thing. It has been for since 2015. We've been over 300 homicides each and every year. It doesn't matter. They keep changing the mayor. They keep changing the police commissioner. And the problem is they don't change the ideology. And the thing is, progressives have no clue how to solve crime. They just they don't want to put people in jail. They don't want to keep them in jail. And that's the reason why, you know, in Baltimore, we have a 40% repeat offender rate, both in arrests for homicides and arrests for non-fatal shootings. As far as the government shutdown goes, the three things you can be certain of in life are death, taxes, and the GOP will collapse like a cheap tent.
Wow, that is actually true. I'm hoping that they will hold the line here, and I have to imagine Mitch McConnell knows ultimately what is at stake. But honestly, guys, I say shut it down. Any day the government is shut down is a great day for the American taxpayer. But we'll see how all of that plays out later this evening as that deadline looms. In the meantime, there's a lot of politics out there. We were following a story yesterday, Terry McAuliffe running again for the governorship there in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And he made a very, very disturbing comment saying parents have no business telling schools what they can teach. And, of course, Virginia really, guys, has become ground zero for the critical race theory and a lot of these graphic sex lessons. I say the schools are the key. If we can get a hold of the schools and fix that, we're going to be able to fix the country. Sean Casey, you first. Harry, jump in.
Yeah, you're right. Loudoun County, Fairfax County, which just down the parkway from us, it's been ground zero for CRT and in fighting this. But we did an interview this morning on my radio show in Baltimore from Carroll County, which is a northwest suburb of Baltimore City. Same thing. They found Lawn Boy. They found all sorts of absolute disgusting filth and obscenities in the school system.
And let's jump in here, Sean. Hold on. That Lawn Boy book, that's the one that promotes pedophilia. Is that right? That's the little boy and the grown man.
That is correct.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. My apologies.
No problem, Todd. Well, we were counseling the concerned parents of Carroll County this morning is to contact your state's attorney's office, contact the U.S. attorney's office, because there are visual illustrations in this book. And federal law, we looked it up, federal law says that child porn or pornography is prosecutable, whether it be in video, in illustrated form, or in written text. So what we have here is we have a systemic problem in our school systems where there's an agenda here to push pedophilia and to push this radical agenda on our children and our grandchildren, and it's got to be stopped. You know, 50 years or so ago here in Baltimore, they took prayer out of the schools. Now they're putting pedophilia into the schools.
All right. Do we have Harry Hurley with us?
We do. I just wanted to let Sean finish up. Todd, Governor Terry McAuliffe, this calls for a legendary Happy Days moment of jump the shark. I think he jumped the shark with that one. It's so relatable, and you can imagine how many regular, ordinary people are outraged. Parents who are hearing him say that you should have no say in your children's education. That's what these socialist Democrats believe. They want us to be part of a collective. They want to change all the books. They want to change all the rules. They want to change all the history. They want to take people out. They want to put new people in. He may have jumped the shark with that one. There's a reason why all three key positions in the Commonwealth of Virginia are Republicans in the lead. You guys know, 20 years ago, the Commonwealth of Virginia, decidedly Republican, reliably Republican. Then it turned purple. Then it turned awful dark blue. This election, and all three of them, are winnable for Republicans for the first time. And I believe this is also going to be a hangover of Joe Biden's awful record to date. And that's going to be a bellwether heading into the 2022 midterm election.
You know, and this will be a toss-up for you guys here. I'm curious what you're hearing from your listeners, from the callers to your shows. People just seem sincerely distressed and depressed about what is happening in this country just over the first 9 months of the Biden presidency.
Well, I'll jump in
I would
first
say then. This.
Go ahead, Sean. You go first.
Go ahead, Harry. You can go first.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Biden's greatest failure, it's hard to even pick except for the fact that 13 U.S. service members died in Afghanistan. We have a table of 13 here at our dinner that I'm staring at right now. It's going to be set like they're here. They're going to have name cards. There's a spotlight. There's an ice carving, a military ice carving. 11 Marines, one Army, one Navy, but the Army and Navy were attached. They're Marines, too. Unbelievable. So without that, over a million illegals. They don't do testing. There's people coming into this country that are infecting Americans with not just COVID-19, but other issues. It's unbelievable what's going on. And remember, just breathing, the party in power loses 28 seats in the entire history of this country in the House of Representatives in the first midterm. That's 28 if you're doing a great job. This is going to, I think it's going to be Obama-like, 65, 70 seats. This is going to be a wave election. And it will be because of Biden's failures.
Sean.
You know, it's difficult to say because he's failed at everything he's tried. So it's such a long roster. But the only thing he's done successfully is eat ice cream and sniff hair. But outside of that, I look at it as Harry's absolutely right. The 13 service members dead, that is atrocious. It is outrageous. And I look at our southern border. And we're going to be feeling the effects of the of what's happening on our southern border for probably years, if not decades, to come. So we don't know what the long-term damage is from all the illegal drugs, the sex trafficking, the human trafficking, and, of course, the we now know the millions of the illegals that have not been tested coming over our border. But I do think that probably the greatest failure is yet to come, and that is he is not going to hold the CHICOMs accountable for the bioweapon they unleashed on the world and took out President Trump, killed hundreds of thousands, if not millions, and who knows if they will do it again, because certainly this president isn't going to hold their feet to the fire.
Well, no, that's a fair point, and I think you're right about that. And, guys, in the last hour of the show, we had the parents of Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller Jr. with us, giving us the backstory. You know, that guy's in solitary confinement. They only allowed the parents to talk to him. They were only allowed to talk to him for a couple of minutes. Now we're getting word from our good friend Jack Posobiec over at Human Events that the Marine who appeared at the Trump rally in civilian attire, the one who rescued the baby, now that man is under investigation by the Marines. This is very Stalin-esque, fellas.
Yes, and the Taliban is our fine, good working partner. This is sick.
Yeah, and in what world did you ever think that you would see a four-star general, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, actually make a call to his Chinese counterpart and say, don't worry, if I'm ordered to attack, I'm going to give you a heads up. That guy's walking around giving Bob Woodward and all sorts of interviews in the world, getting all this publicity, all this love. But a true American hero and patriot, Colonel Scheller, is sitting in solitary confinement because he stood up for principle and wanted to ask the question that all of us we wanted to ask.
Well, guys, we actually have one of the radio stations that carries this program live is in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and we've had some callers, and the citizens there are really fired up, and they're talking about staging protest and getting out there, and again, you know, peaceful protest, civil disobedience, but getting out there and showing the family, the Scheller family, that there are thousands of patriots down in North Carolina who support these guys. Fellas, we're going to have to leave it there. Sean, this is your debut performance. I've got to give you an A-plus here. Well done, sir.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for the invite. Thanks to Grace and everybody in your audience. It's a great audience. People love this radio show, and they love you. And we do your commentaries as well on our radio station in Baltimore. And, again, keep up the great work, Todd. You're a great American.
And, well, thanks for saying that. And, Harry Hurley, you're like a legend. I mean, at 30 years, even if it wasn't 30 years, I mean, you would still be a legend.
You're a great friend, Todd. Keep up your wonderful work. Sean, honored to partner with you here today on Todd's great show.
And Harry, real quick, where can people go? Because you do so much charity work there in Atlantic City, and it is a terrific event tonight. Where can people go if they want to find out more about the charity event this evening?
Well, thank you for that, Todd. WPG, World's Playground, WPGTalkRadio.com.
All right, and we're going to post that on the live show blog as well, and we've got links to all of y'all's social media pages as well posted there. All right, Harry Hurley, Sean Casey, guys, thanks a lot. Great to have you on the program. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Today is $1,000 Thursday. You say, what's that all about? We are looking for at least three of our listeners to hop on board ToddStearns.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and donate $1,000 to our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. We are raising money to fill up their Freedom Fund, and for the entire month of October, we will, for the entire month of October, we're going to be raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom. And by the way, a great thing here, all of this money is tax deductible. So it is a tax deductible donation. And today, $1,000 Thursday, we're looking for at least three listeners to donate $1,000. You know, I should have hit up, Grace, I should have hit up Sean Casey and Harry Hurley. That's what I should have done. But because, you know, they're loaded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're legends.
I mean, Harry Hurley's got the butler down there at the Resorts Hotel, for crying out loud, or casino. That was a lot of fun, by the way. I'll have to tell you off air about the casino trip. Hey, let's go to the phones. Our good friend Murph from Germantown, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Murph, thanks for holding on. What's going on?
Dr. Stearns, always a pleasure. Thank you for the invitation. You know, this question with this Marine Lieutenant Colonel raises a lot of eyebrows. Because your previous caller, and I think you've stated, that he is a prisoner of war. Now, that war, word war, must be in quotations. Because we, as America, has never formally declared war on the sovereign government of Afghanistan. We're over there via an operation, as we were in Iraq. There's no formal declaration of war. And a declaration of war brings with it certain rules and regulations. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not familiar with the military code of justice, but an operation is a totally different ballgame, vis-a-vis the Vietnam conflict. That was military assistance to the Republic of Vietnam, not a declared war. And you could also use Korea as an example. That was a police action. So he's got, in my humble opinion, he's got a lot of legitimate questions to ask. And I can't remember the exact quote from George Washington, but he was referring to America as citizen soldiers. And the soldier does not forego his duties of citizenship. And for this lieutenant colonel to express an opinion, you know, he might have deserved a reprimand, maybe 30 days pay loss. As a buddy of mine in the Marine Corps said, the best way to get a Marine's attention is to mess with his liberty or his pay. But solitary confinement?
It's appalling. It's absolutely unacceptable. And that, to me, that go back to how they're treating these people that were arrested at the Capitol on January the 6th. Yeah. I mean, these people, there have been killers and murderers who have served less time than those people that were at the Capitol on January the 6th. I mean, whether you agree or disagree, that's the fact of it.
50-100 people get shot in Cook County every weekend. Nobody blinks an eye.
By the way, and Sean Casey was talking about bullet-riddled Baltimore. I mean, he said, we've had almost 300. I'm like, almost 300? Come on down to Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah. He's not the former outfielder for the Cincinnati Redlegs, is he?
No, I don't think so. But he is in pretty good shape, though. We'll ask. He may be related, Murph. I don't know. Hey, look, we've got a skedaddle, Murph. Top of the hour news. God bless you, sir. Murph from Germantown, Tennessee. We may be neighbors, and I don't even know, but we may be because I live in Germantown. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. Liz Peek coming up. Also, Gary Black running for the Senate in Georgia. Some of you folks might have a question about that. We'll open up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Don't forget, donate to ADF.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Stearns.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so honored to have you with us today, noon to 3 Eastern, every single day, Monday through Friday. We're hanging out together, bringing you the top newsmakers in all of America. And, folks, if you missed the interview with Lieutenant Colonel Scheller's mom and dad, I would encourage you to go to our website, click on the podcast link, and you'll be able to download the podcast of that really shocking interview. Their son now being held in solitary confinement. Meanwhile, General Mark Milley and others are able to walk around scot-free without any penalty for what they did, their betrayals of President Trump. So anyway, we've got that information there. You're going to want to download that podcast. Also, in just under an hour now, our daily newsletter comes out, conservative news and commentary that you will not find any other place. And you can subscribe to our newsletter all free of charge, thanks to our great sponsors of the Todd Starnes radio program. Well, look, when I was at our Faith and Freedom celebration at Truett McConnell University last weekend, met some folks who said, Todd, you've got to get this guy on the program because he is going to make a great senator from the state of Georgia. And so we did a little bit of homework, and we were able to work out the schedule to get Gary Black, who is the Georgia Agriculture Commissioner. Gary Black now running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican from the state of Georgia, and he is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Mr. Black, good to have you with us today.
Todd, it's Gary, and thank you for letting me providing this great opportunity. And I've got to ask for forgiveness from you, as I did from Dr. Kenner, because I think we shared a table last year or year before last at Dr. Kenner's wonderful event, and we've not had too many campaign goof-ups so far, but I had to beg my dear friend. We had a little cross-up on the schedule. I'm sorry I missed you last week. It was a wonderful event, but it's a great honor to be with you, and thank you for keeping the conscience of America sound. I just appreciate what you do.
Well, you're kind to say that, and I'm intrigued because I've had a chance to look at your record, and you are one of these rock-solid conservatives out there. What is interesting about the Georgia situation is you have President Trump embracing Herschel Walker, and that's got a lot of conservatives in the state talking and really trying to figure out where is this campaign going. So first of all, I want you to weigh in on this Herschel Walker issue. He's certainly never been in politics before, and he does have the support of President Trump. Is that a problem for you?
No, it's not a problem at all, because the personnel committee of the state of Georgia will walk into the voting booth, and they're going to hire who they want to do this job. And, I'm not running for football player. I'm not who you want on the field. You're not going to choose me first. But I believe Georgia is going to choose someone that's experienced, someone that has that record that you spoke of, which I appreciate, Todd, and can stand on the issues and actually take the fight to the other side that has said they want to fundamentally change America. They told us that. I've got a rubber stamp United States senator that's doing everything this president tells him to do right now. And we're seeing this erode in front of our eyes every evening. The Maroons, pillars of the country are shaking. And I just don't think it's time for an experiment. We better have someone that has that experience to take the fight to them, from armed services, from agriculture. Those two things are so important for the state of Georgia. I'm intrigued when people want to come in from off the sidelines. Todd, I've never been on the sidelines in my whole career. I've been fighting for conservative values and making sure we have Republican leadership in Georgia, and been doing so as elected Commissioner of Agriculture. And that record's going to prove good. And we have very smart people in Georgia, and we'll make the appeal to them. I believe when they choose who they're going to hire, they're going to hire me.
Well, I will say this, and of course, we are big fans of President Trump on this radio program. The president's been on this show, but he has a bad habit of getting bad advice on statewide picks and going with those picks. And I think that has hurt Georgia in the past, especially on the Senate side. And I hope it doesn't come back and bite folks again, because based on what I've seen, you certainly had the credentials. You would be the ideal Republican conservative candidate to lead the party there in the U.S. Senate from Georgia.
Well, thank you, Todd. We've got a great grassroots network. I just we're building what we call Team 22. Far more than a county chair, far more than a single candidate to win this race. And so our Team 22 is based on 159 counties in Georgia. Maybe some of your listeners didn't know we had that many counties, but we do. 159 counties, we have a 22-member organizing committee. We're striving in every county. Well, I just left Emanuel County in East Central Georgia, where the excitement is very high. I'm thankful that Sheriff Brewer there introduced me at the meeting, but we have an endorsement of over half of Georgia sheriffs. We stand with law enforcement. 55 of our elected Republicans on our team. So we've got to return to grassroots politics, grassroots understanding, and actually listening, actually asking people to vote for you, and that's what I've always done. I don't know any other way.
Here's what gets me, Gary. Herschel Walker's been sort of quiet. We haven't heard a lot mm-hmm. from him. And that kind of bothers me. I'd like to hear, you know, is this guy a conservative in your estimation?
Well, I don't know. We invited him on his way back. Welcomed him back to Georgia. We were classmates. And so I just love to have a discussion of the issues. So when we do that, we're going to be very creative. We're going to solve the issues that I think are important for Georgia, like having a fearless approach to national defense, security for our nation, both here and at our borders. That's where those border policies are so important. We've got to return to that. I've been an advocate of the president's position on that. When we security in our homes, my goodness, we're all over where liberal establishment is in control of cities. People are afraid to come out in their front yard. And standing with law enforcement, get that next generation of folks, that security of our home, security of the economy. So important. This tax bill that they're about to place on the next generation, I believe it's going to wake some people up, and some buyer's remorse is going to come to our side. But the last one is security of heart, Todd. Security, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And life starts at conception, period. Liberty is undergirded by our Constitution. The Second Amendment's the firewall of all of that. And pursuit of happiness, that's private property and our ability to have income and raise a family and pass it on to the next generation. Never been a guarantee of it, but the pursuit of it is what we've got to go defend. And that's precisely what we're doing in this campaign, and that's why we're going to win.
All right. Gary, one final question. Where can people go if they want to get more information about you and the campaign? Where can folks go to check that out?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Todd. It's votegaryblack.com. All of our issues, all of our positions, history of some of my background and my wonderful family, we're in all this together. But I am grateful to you. Again, thank you for what you do for the country and including the conservative message all across this land. And I hope this won't be the last time we'll be able to get together. And I thank you for connecting the dots with some of our mutual friends.
Glad to do it, Gary. Good luck to you out there on the campaign trail. And we're definitely going to get you back on the program. And again,
well, God bless you.
God bless you, Gary. And folks, this is not about celebrity, and it just cannot be about celebrity. And I would just direct your attention to Kelly Loeffler and that disaster of a campaign. So it is, I don't know who's giving Donald Trump these names and telling him, here's who you need to endorse, but I wish he wouldn't do it. I think in this one it was a little different because he had a long-standing relationship with Herschel Walker. And look, for me, the million-dollar question is, is Herschel Walker a conservative? Yes or no? And then I'd like to see the record. That's all. And I think that is a fair thing to ask. I never take anybody's word for granted. Nobody. You know, that's one of the things I learned as a journalist. You do your homework and you research these people. I've had a chance to research Gary Black. He is the state agriculture commissioner. I will say this. More people probably, from a grassroots perspective, yes, everybody knows Herschel Walker. But you know what? They know Gary Black, because he's been there. He's been on the farms. He's been shaking hands. He's been working out issues in the state. So he's been putting in his time there. But it's going to be a look, it's going to be a tough race. But for me, I don't care who you are. I want to see your record. And the idea that we have, and again, Herschel Walker's not out there. He's not out there talking about the issues like Gary is. So there you go. We're going to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We have been telling you all day. Today on the Todd Starnes Radio Show, $1,000 Thursday, we're looking for at least three of our listeners to hop on board ToddStarnes.com and donate $1,000 to Alliance Defending Freedom. We are raising money all this month for their Freedom Fund so they can fight these cases where the government is coming after churches, trying to shut down churches during the pandemic. A lot of court battles going on, and they don't charge a single penny, which is why they need our help. So again, $1,000 Thursday. All you've got to do, go to ToddStarnes.com, click on the ADF banner. By the way, that is a tax-deductible gift, so that is just another great incentive. And we're also, personally, I will send you a special gift if you donate during $1,000 Thursday. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
What a mess in San Francisco. Welcome back to the show. So a bunch of illegal alien protesters have lined up on the Golden Gate Bridge, and we've got the video over at ToddStarnes.com, and they're blocking traffic. It's rush hour in San Francisco, and they're blocking the Golden Gate Bridge to protest. They're in favor of the illegal aliens, and so they're standing on the bridge. And they're not moving. I mean, what is the rule of engagement there? I mean, if you're a motorist and you've got people that are blocking an actual roadway, I mean, what happens if an ambulance needs to get by? So do you get, I don't know what you do, but, I wonder how many of those folks have four-wheel drive. Well, just wondering out loud. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So pay attention here, folks. Pay attention. That's all I can tell you is to pay attention to what's happening in your country because it is a mess. This is coming in from Washington, D.C. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who is, what, 106 now? She's on up there. Dianne Feinstein has unveiled a bill that would mandate China virus vaccines. So you would have to have a vaccine to get on board a jetliner. Would you do that? If they forced you, if the government said, you know what, you're going to have to have a vaccine, you're going to have to show your papers to get on board a jetliner, would you do that? Would you? I'm happy to say this right now. I do a lot of traveling. I mean, a lot. I mean, I'm a Diamond Medallion member at Delta because I just travel all the time. I can tell you this, and I will make you this promise. I will never board another jetliner if that becomes the law. And I'm curious, what about you? 844-747-8868. Senator Dianne Feinstein proposing legislation that would require proof of a vaccine or a negative China virus test in order to fly domestically, and she wants this ahead of the holiday season. Would you do that? 844-747-8868. Folks, they want to make you a third-class citizen. That's what this is really all about. They want to force you into submission. And again, this is... It was originally what? Flatten the curve. 2 weeks. Flatten the curve. That's what they told us. And now Joe Biden just a few days ago said 98% of you now have to be vaccinated. But here's the problem. There's a new survey out, and most of the people, and pay attention to these numbers. This is unbelievable. Most of the children that are being infected with the China virus are actually getting it from their vaccinated parents. Let that sink in for a moment. All right, let's go to the phones here. Tom in Oregon, listening to us on KYKN, our great affiliate out there. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Good, very good. Trying to keep my cool. Sometimes I have to listen to classical or something. But my point is on this Larry Elder, that they're still counting votes, and I'm wondering about the Republican attorneys that are supposed to be on top of this. Because I have a hard time believing that 90% of the people of some, you know, San Francisco and that, you know, wanted to stay with the poop and whatnot in the town. And I just heard yesterday that they were still counting votes. So have you heard anything, update?
Oh, well, they are counting. Yeah, they're still counting votes, but there's no way. There's no way Elder won. And it's sad to say. But Tom, I mean, I know how you and I think the same way on this, but the reality is you've got a good solid generation of Californians who have been radicalized in their public schools. So as crazy as it sounds, they don't seem to mind the fact that people are dropping pants and taking a dump on the front yard or on the sidewalks.
Yeah. And
Gray says I shouldn't have used that language. My apologies.
I appreciate it. I've got a few words for the people blocking on the San Francisco Bridge. If I was up there with a 4x4, or actually just some good military guys, just throw them over, because I think there's a safety net there, and they can
fish them out later.
They can wrestle around on that safety net, you know, but yeah. If you're illegal, you're illegal, and probably the protesters aren't even illegal. They're probably just the wackos.
Tom, I like the way you think. So. And by the way, you tell our friends over at KYK, we've got to come to town. We've got to do a book signing or a book event out there.
That's right.
We've got to hang out with some good conservatives. You got to work hard to be a conservative in Oregon. So it's easy.
Absolutely.
It's easy where we're at. Well, more or less.
You're back at what, Tennessee?
So. Yeah. God's country out here. But Oregon's a beautiful state.
Yeah. That's the one thing. And we moved up here as a kid. I'm now in my 70s plus, and a landlord. So, we moved up here to get out of the smog, and at least we have water, you know.
Tom, we're going to have to leave it there, my friend. We've got to take a break here. Good hearing from you, and thank you for calling in, and thanks for supporting KYKN. Again, Senator Dianne Feinstein says, quote, "We cannot allow upcoming holiday air travel to contribute to another surge in COVID cases." So she is now calling for immediate legislation to require passengers to be vaccinated. What say you, America? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. DJ Kyle, got a little Pink Floyd on today's rotation. Good to have you with us today. It's been a crazy day. A lot of information coming your way. And again, today is $1,000 Thursday. We are raising money today for our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom and their very important Freedom Fund. It's a tax-deductible donation. If you make a $1,000 donation, and we're looking for three of our listeners to do this sometime today, you're going to get also an incredible gift package from us here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show as we help our friends Alliance Defending Freedom. All you need to do, go to toddstarnes.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner there. All right, I want to go to Liz Peek, great columnist, great American patriot, a regular on our program. And Liz, I've got to tell you, I'm Joe Manchin gets it. Even though he's a Democrat, he gets it. And he had a press conference earlier today, and he brought up Dollar Tree. And I know that, folks, inside the Beltway are clueless about this, but when you go to Dollar Tree and stuff is more than a dollar, that impacts people, Liz, and God bless Joe Manchin because he gets it.
You know, it really was a remarkable headline that Dollar Tree was going to basically just sort of throw overboard their entire reason for being, their entire corporate branding, et cetera, because nothing costs under a dollar anymore. You know, I continue to listen to Jay Powell, Joe Biden, Janet Yellen tell us that inflation is just going to be, you know, here for a few minutes and then it's going to be gone. While I'm reading one serious economist after another saying we have a problem, and we do have a problem in that inflation, higher prices is seeping through and into the economy primarily because if you take a step back, the big issue is we don't have enough workers. So in the beginning, yes, it was mainly supply chain problems. We had two many goods stacked up in the ports, as we still do. But the reality is we don't have enough workers to unload those cargo ships, and that is adding to the supply chain problems. It's extenuating this whole issue of not having enough goods for sale. And it is remarkable to me. I mean, so Joe Biden does get it. He understands that there's a connection, which we can talk about, between all this spending that Democrats have done and want to continue doing and the fact that there are not enough people showing up at work and the fact that wages are going up as a result of that and our prices. That's what's happening.
And,
so, you know, a mess.
It is a mess. And, Liz, I took a road trip over the weekend over to Georgia, and it was just stunning for me getting off the interstate, trying to find gasoline. A lot of the places closing down at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, restaurants shut down. And those that were open, there were just lines out the door. People, I mean, this was everywhere, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi. This is a big problem.
And the Northeast is the same, Todd. I mean, you can't walk down a street in any town in America right now without seeing help wanted signs. So what's the problem? And you have to sort of take a step back and say, why is this happening? Well, I think during the pandemic, it's fair to say that a number of people retired, people who had sort of, you know, extended their careers. Remember, there was a lot of talk 3 or 4 years ago about how is it that boomers aren't retiring. I think during the period when everything was shut down, some people said, yeah, okay, I've had it. You know, I'm ready to move on. And by the way, that was facilitated by huge increases in their stock portfolios, those who had them, or home prices probably more generally, and allowed a lot of people to step off into the sidelines. But the other issue clearly has been that the government has taken away a lot of the things that used to prod people to go to work. If you can make median family, median salary, which is what has been happening because of extended unemployment benefits, why in the world do you go to work? People are rational. They're not going to do that. And now we've gotten rid of those, thank the Lord, because I do think that was really a problem. But now you still have rent moratoriums. You have these really kind of hefty child tax credits, which are not something that affects your tax statement anymore at the end of the year. This is like a check that's arriving in the mail for 60 million Americans every month. And you have other things, other benefits, too, which have been plumped up because of all the spending Democrats have done. In other words, they've made it easier and easier to stay home and harder to attract people to go back to work.
And now these COVID mandates, these vaccine mandates, Dianne Feinstein just a little while ago introduced legislation that would force all domestic airline passengers to either provide vaccinating papers or show a negative coronavirus test to get on board a jetliner. Liz, people just aren't going to do that. I'm not going to do that. And we spend a lot of money on airline tickets in this company.
Well, I think everyone's going to have their own response to that. But we do know that there's a good core of Americans who don't want to get vaccinated, whether they're just anti-vax, whether they think there are a lot of young women who are wanting to get pregnant and they're not sure how this is going to impact that. Whatever the reason, there is a good percentage of Americans who are just holdouts on this vaccine. And, of course, it's not just that that would hurt the airline industry, which is, oh, my gosh, already in trouble and has been struggling to come back. That's so stupid. I can't get my head around it. But it is also just generally speaking, keeping people out of the workforce and getting them fired. You had 700, I think the number was 700 employees of United Airlines recently let go because they hadn't been vaccinated. You know how hard it is to hire somebody right now? To make an employer decide whether they want to go along with Joe Biden's big mandate or struggle to fill the ranks of their employment, it's really a hard thing. And you've seen companies like Walmart. Walmart wants to hire 100 to 150,000 workers for the seasonal. They are not doing the vaccine mandate because they know it would just completely shut down any chance of doing that.
And not to mention the medical industry, what you're talking about, 70,000 possible people being fired in New York State alone. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, it's a really, I think this is a well-intended, I think Joe Biden kind of, it's like a dog with a bone. He thinks that the vaccine is sort of the only way we're going to get out from under COVID. I kind of disagree with that. I think we're sort of moving towards getting there anyway. I mean, without a doubt, the vaccines have helped, and thank heavens they've saved a lot of lives. And I'm vaccinated. I know a lot of people who are. Most my friends are vaccinated. No problems with it. I think it's a good thing that we have this. But the truth is also there's a huge number of people in this country who have had this disease. I've had it. And by the way, my immunities, therefore, are much, much better than they would be if I'd just gotten vaccinated. There are a lot of people in that circumstance. And I think we're going to see, hopefully we won't see another big winter surge in cases. That would be really demoralizing at this point. What we're seeing in other countries is COVID, Delta variant eventually rolls over because it kind of goes through all the easy victims. And then, you know, you're waiting for another variant maybe, but I think it's going to get better. And I think Biden is mistaken in forcing this thing down people's throats. They don't want it, and they just get dug in.
You're right. Liz, we got to leave it there. LizPeak.com. All sorts of great info there. Always good having you on the show, Liz.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Take
care. All right. Liz Peek there, folks. And again, even if you are vaccinated, I would not get on board a jetliner. It is the principle of the issue. You should not have to show your papers to get on board a jetliner in the United States of America. You shouldn't have to do it. So let's see how this legislation goes with Feinstein. I want to go to the phones real quick, though, because Sammy has a very interesting point to make here. Sammy calling us from Memphis, Tennessee on KWAM. All right, Sammy, first, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Todd. Great to talk to you again. Yeah, I just want to pose this to your listening audience. How long do you think it will be, and which state will impose mandatory vaccination before you can renew your driver's license? My guess, if I had to put money on it, would be California first, New York second. But toss up there, you know, 50-50 chance.
Wow, that is, you know what, Sammy, that is a fascinating question. And you do wonder if somebody's coming up with that idea, even as we speak here.
Yeah, if not, I just gave it to them, so y'all can blame me.
Wow, well, thanks for that, Sammy. I'm not... Jeez, Alou. But, you know, but Sammy, the problem here is that a majority of Americans just don't want to get out there and get that vaccine. And honestly, they should say, leave them be. That is their decision to make. But they're going to make life as miserable as possible. And all you have to do is look down at what's happening in Australia right now, where, I mean, that is,
that's insane.
It's nuts, just completely nuts. That will happen here if we do not draw a line in the sand right now.
I believe you are correct, sir. I do believe that.
And you and I both know, Sammy, we live in a city not controlled by Democrats, but by radical progressives. And I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to pull something like that here in our county.
And I'm right in the middle of his district, Steve Cohen.
I was joking
with my neighbor last night saying, hey, maybe we should get Steve Cohen a call and complain about this, you know, the the generals and everything, and have him make sure he throws his two cents in. And we just laughed, of course.
Well, there, yes, Senator or Congressman Steve Cohen, a finger-licking moron, Mr. Chicken Bucket there. All right, Sammy, good hearing from you. I think we lost Sammy. My apologies there, but thank you for listening to us. Wow. It's just insane, folks. Insane what is happening in this country. Senator Feinstein now wanting to force you to get a vaccine to get on board a jetliner. I'm just glad it didn't happen before the California trip, or I'd be out with Franklin Graham on Route 66 heading into San Bernardino County. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
So Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, the Democrat, man, is he digging in. And he is not going along with the president or his party. I want to share this quote to you. This is from Chad Pergram. Manchin says, "I cannot accept our economy or basically our society moving towards an entitlement mentality that you're entitled, okay? Because I'm more of a rewarding because I can help those who really need help if those who can help themselves do so." Well, you know, I agree with this and this philosophy. And folks, the idea that people do not want to work, a lazy malaise has fallen over our country. And we've got to do something about this. This is a very dangerous place for us to be. There was a time when even liberals would get out there and put in a hard day's work, but nobody wants to work anymore. Never seen anything like this. So we have got to stop. We've got to stop with this entitlement nonsense. All right, let's get to the phones here. Dean, North Carolina, on the talk station. Hi, Dean. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Well, I want to say I've enjoyed listening to your show lately. You always seem to respect the other person's opinion. May not always agree with them, but I do enjoy the fact that you're not rude to them and write them off so fast.
Well, you're kind to say that. Well, I appreciate that.
And the other thing I wanted to say is, you know, I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, and we took an oath about defending this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it seems to me that when people like this Lieutenant Colonel, who is incarcerated right now, takes a stand and starts identifying things that aren't exactly right, who's going to get to determine who are our domestic enemies here? I mean, I think a lot of them are in Washington.
Yeah, I would not disagree with you there, Dean. And look, you may disagree, and there are a lot of very conservative, patriotic military personnel who say, look, you know what? This guy, what he did was wrong, and he should have to, you know, pay the price. He resigned his commission, and I respect that. And I think early on, the lieutenant colonel actually acknowledged that what he was doing, there was a price to pay for that, and he was willing to accept that. But to be thrown into the brig, to face many, many years in prison for voicing your opinion, I've got a problem with that, Dean.
Right. Well, I served from the late 70s to about 2000. So there was a variety of presidents I had the pleasure and not the pleasure of serving under. But still, we did our job.
Dean, let me ask you this. Who is your favorite president? You said you served under a lot of presidents. Who is your favorite president to serve under?
World Ronald Reagan.
Is that, well, yeah, he was good.
I remember exactly where I was, you know, when he took office. I can tell you the exact spot I was in.
Where were you?
Well, I was in Okinawa, and my wife had come over to live there, and we were driving out of the hotel area when all this was taking place, and I was listening to it on the radio with the hostages under Carter and things like that. And I said, oh my gosh, this is great. I go, I'm so glad to be in the Marines.
Wow, that's awesome. Dean, look, we're coming up on the top of the hour here. So God bless you, sir. Thank you for serving our country, and thanks for listening to the show. We really appreciate that.
Okay, thanks, Todd. Right. I appreciate you getting those opinions out.
All right, you got it. All right, Dean from North Carolina. Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of ugliness out there, and sometimes we'll get one of those lefties on. We try to convert them. You know, we like to spread the gospel of conservatism here on the program, and it's always a great joy when we're able to have a conversion experience right here on the radio. And that hasn't happened in a long time, Grace, but we're going to get that sorted out one of these days. We will have another liberal come to Jesus meeting, if you will. Hey, folks, it's been a lot of fun. Want to remind you, head over right now, toddstarns.com. The music we've been playing, it's a new feature for us, and you're going to be able to find our playlist every day on the live show blog if you want to check out some of the music. Also, want to encourage you to download our podcast and newsletter free of charge. And don't forget, today is $1,000 Thursday. We're looking for at least three listeners sometime today to hop on our website, toddstarns.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and donate $1,000, all tax deductible, to the Freedom Fund. We're doing our part through the entire month of October to raise money for our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom as they fight for our fellow citizens in the courtroom. Been a great show today, folks. Hey, we're going to be on the website tonight following the blow-by-blow as we get closer to a possible government shutdown. Get out there and have a great day, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.